The best tea in the city. On Kaya 959. On the street. On the air. On Kaya 959.
Welcome to the show. It is the best tea in the city. Oh, yes. You ready? I'm ready. Okay. Girls are failing to make the first impression. They're shooting their shot. They're getting no responses. Why? So, when you fail at something, right, you need to look at it and say, what could I have done better? Right? Don't you just want to do that? Shoot your shot and then it lands well? And then, Majita Areng, we're going to sit this one out. Hanti, the girls like it are shooting the shot to you. And you must then tell her why it fails. I have my 3 teaspoons. What are yours as an outie? Because you are on the receiving end of that, isn't it? So because we're trying to improve here. Yes. Give her tools to use. Honestly, from a main point of view, there's nothing as nerve-wracking as making the first move. It is the bravest thing you can ever do. And I can also imagine what it is for you as a girl. Your palpitations, kurbona. You're getting hot flashes way before menopause. Because you're like, yo, go toma giring. But if you think about it, this way. You are making the first move on someone who is basically not aware that you have romantic intentions. So what is the trick of making them see, or at least make them open to the idea? What is it that you can do? And that's what the whole show is about today. Because that first move, it's a 50-50 scenario. It may work, it may not work. Because what are the chances? The chances are the feeling may not be mutual. But also the chances are, I didn't look at you or see you that way, but now that you've said it, give me time. The question is, are you patient enough?
Tibo, see, it happens that the guy that you want to approach, it's not, like, you're not sure whether the guy but when he tells other people he prefers or when then you're not, so it's a problem because I can't approach you whilst.
What do you mean you can't approach Usisho? Obviously you're not sure. You are trying to convince them or to see what you see. So you can't just sit there palesa hoping I get it. If the tables were turned, you'll also do the same. You're like, oh, is it? That's what you would do. And Leana is approaching you not knowing whether you are there or not. You know, like I said, making the first move, it is the most nerve-wracking thing you can do. And you would think for someone who has seen it work and fail would be best suited to know how to play this game, being the girl. But why does she fail? Why? The trick with making the first move is to make the next person aware about your interests and hoping that the feeling is mutual. So you're going in there 50-50, hoping for yes or no. Honestly, both men and women will tell you that when they get that first move, how it is interpreted differs. And so many things are at play. He may not necessarily be in the mood. He may be in a different state of mind or simply just not interested. And that is the worst, right? He's not interested. So often the person who receives your pickup line or your pickup first move have no idea. They have no idea of you. And that's the assumption you must make. They may see you every day, but do not assume that they are aware of you in a romantic light. So you need to make that clear. And hence most men you'll hear on the show today, they'll tell you lack of clarity. I'll give you an example. It's already on Twitter. Umatiba uhimse. They are too scared, lab. They just stare at you, hoping that you can read their minds. Tetasis. Exactly. Exactly. So my question, sister, is, do you know why your first moves are going unnoticed? Hence, your shot, it doesn't land, eh? Do you know why? Guys, Machita, tell them why. Because she needs to learn this game. And I think we've been under the pretense, or we believe the notion that she too can play this game. Well, research says no, she can't. Hashtag why girls fail to shoot their shot. I have 3 teaspoons, but Stanley Makanete has 2.
The thing is, if the ladies want to shoot the shots, I'm not sure if I've got 3 teaspoons, but 1. You type matters. I understand. I mean, as much as a guy, you may be shy to make the first move, and to be, please, I understand that you're not everybody's type. So if you think she's your type and you make your move and she like, nah, I'm a guy, vice versa. If she makes a move and she's not my type, nah, I'm a girl. Can't work that way, you know, first thing. Second thing, yeah, let alone type, you have to kind of meet a certain standard, call it that. Hey, I know that sounds quite materialistic or something, or even superficial, but there just has to be something there that says, yeah, this is the one that I can take home, you know. Hey, pela motolo reng wa para. Next thing, go monta mega then.
Okasi tlo moga ono roko.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
Indeed, these are the 3 teaspoons on why her first move goes unnoticed. Number 1, lack of clarity. That's the biggest thing. Most men will tell you that they are still wired, of course, to be the ones making the first move. So when she approaches, she then uses coded language that is too encrypted and it fails to land. And it leaves him wondering, sisi, when's that going now? Like they say, sister girl, know your customer. Make it clear. That's how he speaks, isn't it? So give it back. Say exactly what you want and mean it. 2, lack of consistency. If at first it fails, sister, try again. You may not have read the room the first time. Or he may not have even been in the right mood. But if you really are attracted to him, you have to try again. Don't do tricks. Keep it simple. The last teaspoon on the 3 teaspoons on why her first move goes unnoticed. Lack of charm. Because you're a girl and you're a woman, you think that's enough? No. Be confident. Wear your smile, especially when you see him. Be present. Be seen. And I know this may take too long too, but however, if it takes too long, here's a simple trick that has worked even for the ladies before you. Ask for help. Ask for his help. A simple thing like, yo, I don't know what's wrong with my car. When it starts, it makes that click, 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 click sound. What is that? And then you have his attention. Why is it, girl, when you shoot your shot, it misses?
Yo, this was in the past. Né? Before Kipulusa, I did it. Yo, my heart was broken. Have, since Kipulusa, my brother was on a sender the wrong signal, said nah, and I was into the guy. Yo. I hated that thing. I called Kili Dimona. Even today, I call it the Dimona because you'll be into somebody and I ask who and then you'll break your heart. Sorry.
Why don't you try again? Because yes, good move, wrong person. But it doesn't mean your move is bad even for the next person. Girls, your first move goes unnoticed because I think way too easily. Even though you know what you deserve. Am I right? Have you ever shot your shot?
Never.
Never in Pilunia.
Ever.
Hi, Angie.
Not even Lamahin Sabakulumangao.
Not even DM Nyana, nothing.
Not even read between the lines.
Not even nothing. Like a wink Nyana.
Yo. Angi shai glom zuzu.
Yo. What happened when you liked the boy?
Give a shine, give a pink, and job and give yellow and blush and be silly.
But does he get to see that then?
No.
No.
Of course they don't see that. They need blatant, like, yes. Yay.
So what are you telling me is you had a crush on someone and you knew this is my guy.
I knew.
But you didn't make a move.
Same.
You didn't hit, you didn't send a sister.
Same room, converse, not even like so.
Hi,
nothing of the sort. Angina game ang naluto. Gis shimane shi.
Mara inkunz malanga yenkom we mamba we egg.
Guys, mes kulumanga bulls now.
Yes.
I'll go into that crawl. Gibuge meshwen.
Yeah.
Until it bows down.
That's right.
Then
the same gay. Why don't you apply it in life?
Ah, we're ma. Look at her.
Look how shy she gets.
She almost went under God. The table.
She went almost went. My word. Oh, Angie, you're so cute.
Adorable,
eh? Adorable, eh?
So adorable.
Wow.
Hi.
I say it's okay. Here, guys, here's the master.
Game.
Here's the master class.
It's a game. No, listen.
Is it Inja?
Here's
I think
the
problem here is not us, as women.
Okay.
It's because men have selective understanding and listening, Inja, period.
Yeah.
If I'm going to wink 5 times, of course I'm trying to get your
attention.
You
don't wink 5 times. Let's start there.
Yes, ordinarily. So it means that if I'm winking 5 times... you must be paying attention and be like, Kwenzakalan. If I'm going to talk to you all the time,
yes,
you must pay attention. Read between the lines, guys. Come on.
Why read between the lines? What happened to know your customer?
Mm.
I get when you know your customer.
Yes.
And we are share one by like a food.
Yeah.
And you are getting the ones you want that you can't have because of Nomuntu.
Yes.
And they're the ones that you do not even want to look at. So you basically have
a pool
of information and knowledge to pull from. And all of them, they have one thing in common. They say clearly what they want. Mm. Not read between the lines. Why don't you use that? Because it's the same weapon against them, isn't it?
Men don't like the same weapons being used against them. Men don't like their own.
Oh, so you know what they like.
Yeah, they don't like that. They like to say be direct.
Yes.
But go and be direct to a man. He's also shashalaza at Ashai, step back a little bit and then want the opportunity to kind of take your hints, although they're very direct, and be the one. So, you know, I always say with a man, you must always make them think that it was their idea in the first place.
You've said this.
Then you're going to succeed.
Which is exactly why you succeed all the time.
You need to plant the seed. Don't give them everything. If you're busy shooting your shot and you're winking 10 times and they're not getting it, let me tell you something, ladies. That man is not yours. Motu o uzo tu kwehlela laphaya ubona ukuthi thirsty. Mara ashaya ngathi akaboni. Lo muntu lo uzo tu shaya isikhwama ubona ukuthi seku broke. Ayenza ngathi akaboni. Eh. If you can't read between those lines of my winks under my bye bye my nation, kikenze the eyelash uncle tia ubona uri kipanya panyela we.
Ya women.
No.
And A1 ke nika mo litshong. O batla ke tla ke re fu fu fu. That's read between the lines.
That's read. Well, I've given you a stepping stone.
Nong fige. Ngithi fu 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 do I win.
No, but no figure. Uti fu fu fu. Then I'm gonna be like, oh my word, you're such a gentleman. I really, really just want this in a man. And then if you don't take the ball there, Pella, this thing is like playing tennis.
Yeah, yeah.
We must throw this thing to each other.
Exactly. Yeah.
So if you're not reciprocating, then
Hamala,
you're not the person for me.
Okay, I'm glad you addressed that. But let's also address the fact that you are deflecting as a woman to approach purely because the biggest threat to you is rejection.
Of course. Mm.
What have you seen? How do women handle rejection?
Oh,
I can tell you now for free. They don't handle it well.
Yeah, and women, we, okay, ladies, I'm going to turn on you a bit here.
Good.
We take everything very personally.
Yeah.
So if a guy is rejecting me, you don't see it as how when you reject a man, it's just that, no, he's not my type or I'm not interested. It's nothing personal. When somebody comes, I go to a man and they reject me, I'm like, lo, kind of like Altatigas. You know, there must be a few screws loose. And then you start to be very bossy and very borderline bullying. You know, because you want to get what you want at that time. And then you forget your manner of approach. Because in that moment, you could ask how you really aren't interested. Can I ask you why? And then he says, no, I'm in a relationship, or I'm happy, or I'm just not looking for something right now. Instead, you want to bully him and put him in a corner to be like, okay, let's try it. Then 2 days down the line, he ghosts you. Then Uzotin, men are trash. Men are this. Men are not that. But at the end of the day, you took this guy, you put him in a corner, and you made him behave in the way that you wanted, but it wasn't what he wanted.
Masterclass. Why girls fail to shoot their shot. Kukanya Utin.
I dreamt of the guy, and he was with his friend at my parents' house, and my grandmother, who's now late now, she was also there. Then a couple of days or week after, I met the friend and I told the friend about the dream. Guess what? The friend conveyed the message to him. I think it was on a Sunday.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, I found them camping outside my parents' house waiting for me coming back from work. He approached me. Obviously, we had that bit of a chat, and 11 years later,
what?
Shalele, I love you so much.
Wabona, eh? Shooting your shot. Tench?
Just ask for friendship, Nje. Just keep it safe. You know, testing waters. Can I please be, can we be friends?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is so-and-so. I would like to be your friend.
There you
and
go.
And then, if he feels horohonade something, he'll say it. That's how I did it. I asked for friendship first, and then he agreed. We kept on contacting each other, meeting, mole le mole, and then he decided, Dora, I think you, Omugale, man, I think re-read this thing. And we did. And Rajola, for quite some time, Rajola Manati, and, you know, it ended, and we're still the best bombers.
There you go. I think another thing is, we must also blame rom-coms. Watching too many rom-coms, and you start seeing yourself, and that's what the thing about movies, you start seeing yourself in the movie. Live Olives or no, this is basically in the US or the UK. Because most of them, that's where they come from. Unless Oshibilibo, happiness is a four-letter word and so on, then it's like very South African. But also, there's also nuanced. And I think that's where also the blame needs to go. Hey, you know, which rule book or which formula are you using? Is this yours? All right. I like what Tenji has said. Ask for friendships. That's safe. You have shot your shot and it worked. Tell us how.
Another brother was right behind me. And knowing how, like, I see him every day. And So, tell him how you feel. Or maybe he could put the phone number. But my pride, hey, it didn't allow me. Can I get all like the whole time?
So, let's go ahead, Miss L. Alekamrawa, how more?
Take the last tip. Call us now on 086-000-00959.
Uncle T, I think I fail because I'm very aggressive in how I approach certain things in life. And I sometimes forget that when it comes to shooting a shot, sometimes aggression is not required, especially when it comes from a woman. Other men don't appreciate it.
Yeah, because then you're throwing masculine energy on top of another, isn't it?
Like, give them the Mr. T, but no, man. And I'm Muzamawaga. It's something in the same guy. To the same guy. Hi, guy. I am just not his type. The way you want to think. Like, yes, I'm a mistake. Now this 21st century things are as it's about to know. So get like a mela about at the home. Kilikile, kifulele. How you know you could do something happy? No more.
Fifi, that's the thing is, this is the wrong man, obviously. Okay? So, Bonawen, I like it because you know you need to be consistent. And you were, Shem, unfortunately, with the wrong person. Okay? Mbali, also, thank you for that voice note earlier on. Dr. TP, we're not ring.
Ata anar likile, Shem. Anar likile. Kuru, you've shot your shot to an extent that the only thing that's left is mutamudimu kyaunyaka. Because it's that clear. You know? You're only allowing that person in your space. You know, your conversations are inviting. And you are just saying, I'm making it easier for you. You know? I'm making you get to know me. I'm allowing you. Because
Dr. TP, you see now, generalization. ha boni o skare ha ba boni ha o wa gago o ga boni right o skare ha ba boni doesn't mean all of them won't see. And by the way, you're asking yourself, Tabo le bua kae? Well, as you know, I'm an avid reader for, you know, human behavioral stuff. So there's a lady who did a research, and obviously it's done in, I think it's the UK, yes. And she has found that women's first moves, they go unnoticed. They just don't know how to shoot their shot. And I was like, what? And I read through. And I was like, this is so indicative of us. And here you are, too, going through the same thing. The hints, you're using hints, too much, you're too harsh, you're too desperate and so on. The things that necessarily, in fact, the things that normally turn you off are the very things you do yourself. Why is it that girls fail to shoot their shot? Mazul.
Well, personally, this idea of men are pursuers or men are hunters has really been engraved in my mind. Sure. So much so that I can't see myself really going beyond giving the guy hints. Mm-hmm. Yo, it's okay. You know, I'm sort of like, I'm interested. You can shoot your shot. Yeah. I don't think I can shoot my shot. I think also another thing that I'm personally scared of is rejection. Like, if I've given you hints and you don't take it, you know what, there's nothing more I can do for you. It's fine. Maybe you're not my person.
But you see, that's the thing about it, Wena Mazulu, because you are being selective about what you already know. How things were inculcated in you regarding who shellers who, the hunter and the hunted. But you didn't take it further. Who is the best person in the room, men and women, to make the other do things and then make them believe that is them who basically decided to do it? Basically, reverse psychology. You have the power. Yeah, reverse psychology than anyone in the room. But do you use it? No. Why don't you then throw bait? Make him feel like as if he's the one who did the first move. Can't
you? You know, one thing that makes women's moves go unnoticed, it's because what they do, they come to us like Baba Joe, man, gure muto abi serious. You know, uto mutanzal buamare. You know, nagrada muto chana loena. Like wa Joe kene rato. It's a conversation, so we all notice such. Kame nje muto kene tabe straight.
Ah, wa marate piso loena wa wagana mura. I mean, humor. Humor. If there's one thing that brings down the gut, is humor. Very nicely so. And even girls will tell you, a guy with a sense of humor, you can't help but end up giving him your number. So she's doing exactly that with you. So when I said, oh, Sarah's king, I mean, take over from there.
Hey, brati, I'm one of those guys who didn't believe ko tabeng ya gore mwanyana tshontse a shoot a shot ta high, you know. I used to believe gore mwanyana ntse nyalo ha se mwanyana sharp up until it happened to me, brati, you know. And the woman that I'm in love with, that I engaged, that I love a lot, she's the one who shot the shot. I knew her for about a year. We were talking almost every day, you know. I was delivering at the company that she's working at. She took the shot, you know, and she shot my heart. And she's still having my heart, brati. And yo, brati, ladies, shoot your shot. You might never know, Jorge. The man that is standing in front of you is the right man.
Now, what is the game? Referees. The masterclass ends here. For next week, we'll have the results. Thoroughly shoot the shot. Start with friendship. It always works.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.